T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
DJ Walken, yesterday, kids out of school, you must have had your pick.
I did. So I wanted to talk to the kids and see what it was, you know, what it was that they do to, with the superstitions, to try to get school canceled for the next day.
Are they the same or have they changed?
They were hoping for another snow day today and they got their wish.
They got their way.
DJ Walken.
We are DJ Walken. What is your name?
Kate.
Kate, how old are you?
8
years old. And what grade is that?
3rd.
3rd grade. You're excited today, aren't you, Kate?
Yeah.
And why is that?
It's a snow day.
It is a snow day. You're excited. Now, what are the crazy things the kids are doing to try to hope that there's not going to be school?
I flushed an ice cube down the toilet, actually. I flushed 3.
3 ice cubes down the toilet. Well, 3's always better than 1. What do you do with your pajamas?
You wear them inside out.
Now, are you going to be hoping for a snow day again tomorrow?
Yes.
So you're going to wear the pajamas inside out, and what else do you do? Something with crayons.
Yeah, you put a white crayon in the fridge.
Oh, in the fridge. Do you have a white crayon?
No.
Uh-oh. Do you think a red crayon would work, or does it have to be white?
Last time we checked, it had to be white. I don't know if it's changed at all, but I don't think so.
Are you going to sleep in if there's a snow day again tomorrow?
Well, probably not, since my dad has work.
Oh, so you have to go to work with your dad since there's no daycare, right?
Yep.
Well, Kate, I hope you have a snow day tomorrow. Anything that we should do to try to help you get a snow day tomorrow? You want me to wear, like, you know, my socks inside out?
I don't know.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Put a crayon in your freezer.
Well, say the spoon under the pillow. A lot of kids will put a spoon under the pillow. What else? They put some powder, but what, like a flower on the windowsill? Your daughter did that. Made you crazy.
Oh, yeah, because she wouldn't clean it up. I'd have to go around and clean it up. But
here's a little debate about that.
What?
Crayon or crayon?
Oh, I say crayon.
See, I said crayon.
I said crayon.
I said crayon growing up, but
just like crayon juice, like crayon.
It's kind of a regional crayon diction thing. A lot of places, it's crayon.
You know what I like to ask the kids, though? I think about it. I think the kids would probably rather be in school than go to work with
not
their parent
Kate
for a day. Well,
no,
depends on
not
where your parent.
She was doing everything.
Depends on where your parent works. If you're going to sit in an office and be bored for 8 hours,
yeah,
you'd probably rather be at school with your friends.
And don't bring crayons up. I got mine taken away, and I never got them back as a kid because I left
them. You didn't get them back?
I left a box of 64 in the back window of our car on a hot summer day.
Melted
all over my dad's brand new car. Went crazy.
Boy, that helped the trade-in value, didn't it?
Oh, it did.